Universal Fluids is a proud sponsor of the Big E Sports Show at Yahoo Sports Radio, specializing in drilling fluids and production chemicals. Based in Houston, Universal Fluids has built its reputation on the highest quality products and customer service for oil field providers and production industries. Universal Fluids can service anywhere in the U.S. and available 24/7. Think Universal Fluids, the market leader in providing solutions for oil and gas production problems. Fastest 2 hours in radio coming your way right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. We're going to continue our conversation with our very own Andy Pondillo. We've been talking so much about the San Francisco Giants and, of course, the Dodgers before we went to commercial break. I want to get your thoughts on the leadership of manager Don Mattingly. I mean, you're talking about here this roster, it's loaded. You know, how will they be able to meet expectations this year? What kind of job is he doing? Is he feeling some heat? Is he feeling some pressure, Andy?
Well, the resume looks nice because the wins and losses are going to be good every single year from Mattingly. You know, taking the torches back from Joe Torre, his assistant for many years. So it's hard to really judge a guy like Mattingly because he didn't really build this team. This team wasn't his project, and that's something that a lot of major league managers don't do because it's handed to the GMs now. However, sometimes you just get more of this team vibe with a Tony La Russa and the Cardinals, where not all of these guys are superstars, and a lot of them come up through the system, and yeah, you know, it's different. It's just a different environment. Not to say the Dodgers haven't had some really good players come up through their system, but I just don't think that's how Don Mattingly is viewed. Right now, he's viewed by whatever he does in postseason play, and I would imagine with Dodgers fans, it's World Series or bust, so if he doesn't get them a championship soon, or at least get them there, get them an NL pennant, I don't know if he makes it to next season. If he has a first round out, if he doesn't make the postseason, anything like that, I think he's out after this year. He'll be let go along with his entire staff. The demand to win right now is extreme in Dodger Town. And you got to remember, this organization, they haven't been to a World Series since Kirk Gibson hit that dramatic walk-off home run and they beat the A's. That's a long time now. A lot of people don't realize the Dodgers have won the longer World Series droughts in all of baseball.
Okay, and so as we said before, I mean, the Dodgers, the most complete team in baseball. Andy, I mean, do you believe that he's a closer, that he's got the leadership, and that he can get these guys to believe ultimately so that they can win?
I think he's a good motivator. I don't know. From what I've seen, I don't watch him on a daily basis, but from what I've seen, there's been times where I've questioned the way that he's handled his pitchers. There's been times I've questioned the way that he organized his lineup when it came to postseason play, but that's not really anything that's going to make you win or lose in a division series last year. The reason they didn't win is because Clayton Kershaw couldn't outduel the Cardinals pitching staff, and I feel like that was the biggest thing. If Clayton Kershaw pitches like Clayton Kershaw in postseason play, they're going to win almost every single time because this guy is the most dominant pitcher in the game when he's on, and this year it's been Zach Greinke. But you just got to imagine, these two in a postseason series, they should just automatically shut guys down. Yet, year in and year out, it's Madison Bumgarner instead, and the St. Louis Cardinals running out their barrage of pitchers that change from year to year that get the job done. It goes against baseball logic sometimes, and it's going to fall on Mattingly whichever way you dice it up. He can't go out there and pitch for these guys. I usually don't blame the managers, but I guess I could understand the Dodgers if they gave him the axe after this season. With the teams he's been given and not able to get to a World Series, it's going to look badly on him.
Well, there are question marks everywhere, but what about, is there even a greater sense of hope with Puig's return? I mean, he only played in, 13 games this season. He was out. He's been on the disabled list. What kind of impact can he have?
He's the athlete on the team. The Dodgers have a lot of good hitters. They have a lot of good pitchers, but I wouldn't necessarily say they have those five-tool athletes on their team, which is an interesting way they've been able to build such a good lineup without that. And they just have raw hitters on their team. Justin Turner, raw hitter. Adrian Gonzalez, power, raw hitter. Jock Peterson hitting the home runs, but necessarily not stealing the bases. Yasiel Puig is the one guy that's different in this lineup. The guy that's going to steal you 20 bases. The guy that's going to hit you 20 home runs. The guy that could bat 300. We definitely know about his adventures in the outfield, his adventures on the base pass. Hopefully he's starting to mature now a couple years in the league. He is the X factor in the lineup. He completely shut down in postseason play last year. Down the stretch for the Dodgers, they're going to need him. Giants are, while the Dodgers, I feel like, have a far superior on paper roster than the Giants. The Giants just aren't going to go down easy. The Padres, I think, will win over 83, 84, 85 games. So they're going to have to continue competing in order to win this division. And Puig is the guy that can win you a game with multiple facets, the guy you want on your team for a 4-3, a 3-2 game.
Okay, what about some of the other teams out of the West, the Rockies, the Diamondbacks? Start with the Rockies. Give us your view.
I think they should tank. I think they should just blow the whole team up right now.
Come on, Andy.
The organization has really no vision as to where they're going, in my opinion. And they got some pretty nice superstars on their team, and Troy Tulowitzki, Carlos Gonzalez. Though they maybe haven't been producing the way that they used to, they're guys that a lot of teams would love to get their hands on still. Teams that believed if you put them in a winning situation, maybe they find that old stroke. So if I'm the Rockies at this point, they don't have great pitching. The offense isn't what it used to be. They play in that gigantic ballpark where you can't just bring free agents in, pitching at least, that want to pitch there. They don't want to pitch for a team that's going to get beaten up by the Giants and Dodgers year in and year out. So the only way you're going to get free agents is to overpay. It's not a good situation for them, situation that we've seen teams in before, and the best way to fix it is to not say you're tanking, but really tank and just blow the whole roster up. Get high round picks year in, year out. Do it for a couple years. Get these guys, sign them. You have them under club control for a while and start this thing over. That's the best thing I could advise for the Rockies. It's worked for different organizations. It's worked for the Cubs. It's worked for the Astros. I think the Rockies should be the next team just to blow it all up.
Okay, how do the Diamondbacks, what do they need to do to make some improvements and get to those good old days with Randy Johnson?
Blow it up.
Come on.
They need to blow it up. Both of them need to start from scratch. Paul Goldschmidt's the one guy I would keep, even though he would net a huge return. Goldschmidt's one of those rare talents, a top three, top four player you're not going to find very often. I overpay him and try and get him signed to as long as a deal as I possibly can. Those long deals hardly ever work, but when I see a pure hitter like Paul Goldschmidt, I want him in my organization for as long as I can possibly keep him. I keep him. The rest of the pieces, I explain to Goldschmidt that, look, this is the situation. There has been some young talent that's passed through here. We haven't been able to put it all together. Maybe it would be better if we just blow the thing up. I think the Diamondbacks could get back to prominence a little sooner than the Rockies could. And I would try and start this thing over, go under a 2-3 year project of drafting high. They just had the first overall pick in the draft here this year. So maybe a couple more of those in the top three. It could change this organization quicker than maybe some would imagine through the draft.
It's an extended conversation with our very own Andy Pondillo tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. He's joining us, of course, on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Okay, what about the Padres? I mean, they're a good team, but gosh, your heart just goes out to them because they're in such a tough division.
They're a good team. They're not a great team. They spent a lot of money this offseason. They have the pieces to stay good for a while. Love that middle of the order with Will Myers, Justin Upton, Matt Kemp. You know, we talk about guys in a lineup. We're talking about athletes. We're talking about guys with tools. They definitely have a toolsy lineup where these guys can do different things. I like the direction this organization is headed. A lot of veterans, a lot of guys that could get hurt. So that's always going to be concerning when it comes to the Padres. Craig Kimbrel closing for that team now. Andrew Cashner in that rotation. They definitely have the pieces. James Shields. I like their future. I don't think this season. I still think they have a few more pieces they need to add. If they're going to keep spending big, they might as well keep going with it because they've already started to open up that pocketbook. Why not double down? Maybe even get another pitcher in the offseason, and then I'm willing to put this team at the top of the division. I don't think they're quite there, regardless for how the Padres have played in recent seasons for that fan base. Anything over 85 wins this season, I think, is very acceptable for that organization to start to move the needle in the right direction.
Well, would you agree they'd probably be at the top of a few divisions in the American League?
If you put them in the American League East, they're in first place right now, easily
right.
Beating up on some of those teams. NL West is a tough division, not necessarily because it's deep, because you have two pretty bad teams in the division, but it's hard when you have two really, really strong teams on the top. It's definitely going to water down your win total a little bit.
Always our go-to guy, Andy Pondillo, tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Thank you, Andy. Have a great weekend.
Always fun to join you.
Time to thank all of our special guests and our lineup. Lee Klein, the contributor with Slam Magazine. Of course, there was Andy Pondillo with us. J.R. Richard, the ultimate standout pitcher with the Astros in the 70s. Andrew Baggerly, author, sports writer, and commentator, and our very own Mark Spears of Yahoo Sports. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. Enjoy the NBA Finals on Sunday. Remember, don't drink and drive. We'll see you each and every weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.